It's been, this conference is amazing. But I filled up the last page of my
notebook
now.
Very good experiences with great people and interesting sessions to follow up with afterwards.
So Global this year is the best it's ever been.
Just seeing what is out there.
Nice. That's good. That was a wonderful event. So great to connect with everybody. And I'm looking forward to going to Brisbane.
So nice to meet you face to face. Yeah. And thank you for your work.
It's awesome. This has been so many sessions that have been applicable and relevant and research-based. The keynotes have been like out of this world.
I'm so happy that we have an in-person event again and bringing back the community and seeing people that I have not seen for so many years and finding out about everybody's projects and everybody's lives and the friendships. Rekindling all those friendships has just been a wonderful opportunity to reconnect with everybody.
NDLA worked very nicely with open education resources for primary, secondary school in Norway. So lots of good stuff there.
Well, I really loved the drumming circle this morning, so I took a video of that. So I'm going to put it on my Instagram shortly, actually. And I would love to share that with my friends. Even the regalia they had was so beautiful, and I thought it was just
I really, really enjoyed this conference, and I'm really enjoying some of the conversations that are happening and starting some really important conversations, especially around the concept of open education when it comes to Indigenous communities and even how we can kind of take what we're learning about Indigenous OER and put it towards other communities that have other understandings of education and understandings of how we transfer knowledge between each other. So I'm really, really excited about this.
And this conference has been amazing. I'm part of GoGN, and so I've met a whole bunch of new people to help me with my research and to inspire me along the way.
Hello everyone!
I've learned a lot about Indigenous ways of knowing and being, and I think one way I'm going to apply it in my work going forward is to just look at knowledge more holistically and less from a Western lens, like looking at land-based knowledge, cultural knowledge, oral knowledge, all of those types of things, and try to incorporate those into my work.
I'm very excited to be attending the OE Global Conference, and what I'm going to bring back with me and what I've been telling my friends and family about the conference is how much it's expanded my thinking. So rather than going back to everything I'm doing and wanting to throw things away and replace them, I actually feel like my network is growing and my perspective is growing from all of the amazing sessions that I've attended. So it's been an awesome conference.
And I'm doing a project with some pediatric cardiologist colleagues, and we're working on making 3D models for pediatric congenital heart defects. So we have a range of different models that we're able to print. And the idea is we make openly licensed instructional videos that explain the kind of surgical procedures that correct the defects over time. And usually it's a series of procedures. The idea with these models is you can print them at a local library, and then that's something the family or others could have and explain and understand.
One of the themes that I have really enjoyed is the strong Indigenous representation that I have seen with this conference.
I'm excited, of course. I'm really looking forward to what I can learn here. And I still have to make a choice from the program, which is really give me some stress, because there's so much you can see and you can visit and to know and to learn about that. I have to make some choices.
I've really enjoyed the keynotes, especially the Indigenous perspectives, and I've really enjoyed kind of the artistic ways that I think openness has been depicted.
Hello world. You know, yesterday I was at the Indigenous Experience event, and I'm here this morning looking forward to the opening event and to Darian Latondra's keynote speech and to the dance and drumming.
I'm so glad to be here. And when this conference was touted as sustainability, I thought I would find 100 people that were doing what I'm doing around curriculum courses, OERs related to climate change. And it's the sustainability word is used in many ways. Obviously, it's about much more than that.
Hello. Hi, guys. How are you? Welcome to World Expo 23, meeting new folks, you know, sharing the importance of open education globally with everyone. I've been doing it on the plane on the way over here.
We love the theme, the indigenous idea of braiding ideas and community together. Like Marilyn said, like being able to see old friends, make new friends, building that community, I think is really the it's highest priority today. Yeah, I'm very excited for that.
No matter what you're looking at, there's always something that can be done to improve, and I really like that everybody is coming together at this conference and thinking of ways to make things better.
So I think what I'll take away to make open education more sustainable is the sense of community and partnering, whether we're more local or more international, on sharing of our resources and really helping to support each other when we're doing similar work in that way, and just sharing and open.
Yeah, I think a thing that I've been thinking about a lot is throughout all of the various things that I've heard in the last few days is trying not to reinvent the wheel. So connecting with other folks who have similar interests or who are engaged in similar projects and looking for those kind of natural synergies to make connections so that people can, you know, collaborate on an initiative or a resource that benefits a lot of folks more broadly rather than kind of small folks just at their institution. So looking for ways that we can kind of communicate, build connection, and foster community that way. And part of that too is being open about our challenges and our frustrations. So
it's been a thrilling experience to interact with people from around the world who are looking at similar things, but also from different perspectives. So I've really enjoyed it here.
Hello, yeah. I brought swag from past conferences, a lovely book from Milan on Caffeinate Creek, Open Sleep, Repeat, which I am giving away. I've got socks from OER Arizona.
Today, I'm really looking forward to the keynote and the drum ceremony. I think that's going to be really a unique experience.
It's just a few minutes away.
I know. Yeah. How about you, Stephanie? What are you most excited about?
Me too. There's just so many wonderful sessions. I just can't make up my mind. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Good to see you all. Good morning. Okay. Enjoy.
I've arrived.
Yes.
Bonjour. Interesting keynote by Cable Green. And then we have an interesting, fascinating second keynote with Sandra Mamouche. So.
Good morning. I'm going to the welcome in French for Francophones.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sarah Hammersheim, and I'm attendee here, and it's been great so far. I'm a teacher librarian at a middle school in Colorado, but I'm also an EdD student at the Bachelor.
Today, I'm very excited about the panel on community colleges and how they're paving the way for OER, because I come from the community college world, so I'm super excited. The keynote speaker seems amazing as well, and that's in the middle of the day, so I'm excited about that. Lots of good stuff. And there's a couple of CUNY people here presenting also at 2. They're, you know, everything's been very like, OER is amazing, and their panel's going to be a little bit more reality. They're talking about the struggles of OER, so I thought that was should be a little interesting.
Hey. Hello, world. You know how we were trying to find a thing for some AI meetup?
I'm from the Netherlands. And I'm enjoying this conference for the second time. I think I'm becoming an addict. I hope to see more about EdTech and open education. Okay. New systems or maybe advices on how to share other things than PDFs or interactive lessons or textbooks. And next time you're all live now, be here.
Woo!
Good, yeah, very exciting. So for us, we had the GoGM workshop last week and into the conference, so I feel like a pro now.
And I presented at the end of the day yesterday. That room was going to be empty. All these GoGNers came and listened in, so it was nice.
Look what you're missing out on, everyone.
Coming an open education influencer.
This is the sticker dump.
Hashtag OEGlobal23.
I enjoy a lot because I learn a lot. There is a lot of information. I'm a French speaker because my first language is French, and I didn't know that people are working hard to build French language in education. So I learned that in this conference.